The Hockey Badgers out of the Big Ten Tournament after being throttled by Ohio State 7-1 at the Kohl Center last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
Started off poor and it went downhill from there. You know, the first one, one of our players gets their stick swatted into the stands and we start swimming in our end a little bit and they get the first one. And yeah, you know what, that's a really tough night.
Coach Mike Hastings still hopeful of his Badgers landing a spot in the NCAA tournament field. That field of 16 will be announced on March 22nd. 23rd-ranked basketball Badgers will take on Washington today in the third round of the Big Ten tournament. They just beat the Huskies 90-73 in Seattle last month. Washington advancing with an overtime victory over USC in the Big Ten tournament yesterday. Marquette's season is done after a tough 89-87 loss to Xavier. The game was tied 38-38 at the half. Xavier found a way to pull out the two-point victory. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
They made one more play than us. I thought our guys showed incredible fight when we got down 10 to bring us back. A couple bad bounces down the stretch and then a big, big basket by Trey Carroll to extend the lead for them.
Royce Parham had 22, Nigel James Jr. 18. Marquette's season ends at 12-20. WIAA Girls State Basketball Tournament tips off at the Rest Center in Green Bay today. The Division 5 semifinals go this morning. Oliva Strom against Fall River and Ficelli against Barneveld. Packers defensive line received a big boost with the signing of defensive tackle Javon Hargrave. He was released by the Vikings to create cap space. He'll get a two-year deal worth $23 million in Green Bay. Wisconsin women's hockey standout Carolyn Harvey, one of three finalists for the Patty Kazmaier Award given to the top player in women's college hockey. Harvey already named the most valuable player at the Olympics, then added WCHA player and defenseman of the year. Brewers fell to the Reds 6-3 in the Cactus League yesterday. They'll take on Cleveland tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.